around 40 degrees. Your full forecast here from the TV 13 weather team is on the way. Obviously, as you've been hearing and possibly been tasting, you know, there's been some concerns about the city of Emporia's drinking water supply over the last couple of days, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday. The city has said repeatedly that the water is safe to drink. Issues with the ozone disinfection system were resolved yesterday, and we're pleased to have with us here in studio for an update Public Works Director Dean Grant and City Communications Manager Christine Johnson. Christine, how are you this morning?
Morning. How are you?
So far, so good. Dean, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
So far, so good. Well, Dean, let me ask you here, because it seemed like everything was systems normal, everything flying smoothly up until, what, about 9 or 10 Saturday morning. What started happening Saturday, and what were some of the different early conversations that you started having?
We lost a programmable logic controller from our ozone system, basically the brain or the computer that runs the entire system. We got it back up and going as far as the PLC, but there were some issues that had to be eliminated from the programmer side, and then we had some issues with getting some set points downloaded. Just some information that stays in and helps the system run calculations and things of that nature. So once we got all that figured out and got everything cleared up, then we were able to turn the system on. So
that was yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. Christine, from your perspective, you started kicking out information shortly before noon on Saturday. Talk a little bit about that information flow between Public Works, the communications department that you run, and then also to the community to keep the community informed.
Sure. As soon as I'm alerted to an event like what happened on Saturday, Dean would contact myself, and I would start formulating that message to the community. We would push that out through Code Red Alerts, through the website, and through our social media on Facebook.
Talk, too, about the concerns here about, you know, obviously when you have the taste and the odor concerns, which we've seen here the last now 3 days or so. Talk about the water being safe to drink from your perspective, Christine, on the messaging side. And then, Dean, I want to talk with you here about that from the actual nuts and bolts side at the water treatment plant. But talk a little bit about that message that the water is still safe to drink, even though it's not smelling the way we're used to.
Well, I think that from the messaging perspective, we just try to show them through the video on YouTube, as well as in messaging, how the system actually functions so that they feel still secure, that it is still going through a disinfection process as it would have normally.
Gotcha. Dean, talk a little bit about that. I guess the transition from ozone to chlorine, mm-hmm. you know, and the concerns that folks had as late as last night about the taste and odor situation that developed with the river / fish smell, as it was described through the day yesterday.
Well, the easiest answer is that taste and odor has nothing to do with how safe the water is. Palatability is not something that is regulated. As much as we understand, too, that the more palatable the water is, the more people want to use it. So obviously there's incentive for us to make sure that it's as palatable as possible. So the ozone system does two things for us. It removes the taste and odor compounds in the water, eliminates them, essentially oxidizing them, and then it also gives us a disinfection credit. And when that system doesn't work, what we do is we have to add a little bit of chlorine throughout the entire plant instead of just at the end of the process. By the time you get the water without ozone, it's been treated properly. We constantly measure that, take residuals, and just make sure that the water is still being disinfected throughout the entire process. then at the end of the process, whether we have ozone on or not, we bump the chlorine up, and then we add ammonia to it to make what's called a chloramine. And that chloramine is actually what goes out and holds a residual in our system and ensures, that's how we measure to ensure that the water's still safe even at the furthest end of the system, is that we have a residual of about a 1.0 or better to meet state standards.
Gotcha. So if I'm getting it correct here, the ozone system, which is now essentially getting back up to normal, started yesterday, overnight through today, that essentially not only handles the disinfection, but it also handles the taste concerns. Chlorine and ammonia, if that is by itself, that handles the disinfection. Yeah. But if there's any taste or odor situation, that's not really going to resolve
right.
that side of it.
That is correct.
Okay. One question that came up was whether the city was at any point in time near the stage where a boil water advisory was issued. And I think we asked that over the weekend, and it seemed like at no point in time was that even a step that was near consideration.
Not even. We weren't even close. As soon as they saw that the system went down, they immediately got the chlorine turned on and earlier in the process. Like I said, we're always feeding it at the end of the process, but it's getting it fed earlier in the process so that we meet what's called a contact time study, which is done by an engineer and then approved by the state. So they double check the calculations, make sure that you're getting the virus removal, the what's Giardia and crypto credits as well, and then from there we just make sure that we follow those processes. So that either means that we're feeding ozone or it means that we're feeding chlorine for a longer period of time through the plant.
Gotcha. Christine Johnson, Dean Grant joining us here from the city of Emporia. The city's water disinfection system going back to ozone here after a computer system issue that developed on Saturday. Before we wrap things up, Christine, I have to ask how busy your office got here over the weekend. Granted, a little longer weekend for a lot of us than most because of Martin Luther King, but how many, I guess, contacts did you see here to the city department, whether it was for your phone line directly or through social media, about kind of how things unfolded since Saturday?
Since Saturday, it was quite busy, and really we tried to go out into social media and answer those questions, but we really appreciate when they call directly, you know, and get that firsthand information.
Gotcha. What's the game plan from here, or do you expect really any additional updates now that the system's back to normal from your perspective, and that everything, you know, basically the taste and odor issues should be resolved before the day's out?
Well, I would say that the taste and odor issue will be greatly reduced more than likely by the end of the day and through the service area. I think that, obviously the folks a little closer to the plant, they're the ones that are going to start seeing the water kind of the taste and odor clear up and start going away. I think that we'll have the majority of the city mostly turned over by early this evening. There'll still be some folks, you know, in some areas that the water doesn't move through as quick, but with the all of the businesses in town and everybody open today and utilizing water, we should see some pretty good turnover. We were making about 7 million gallons a day yesterday, and with 5 million gallons worth of storage, you know, it's just getting that turned over and then whatever we have stored in pipes and moving through that, and I think that we'll do pretty good moving through that today. So
good deal. Christine, anything else you wanted to add?
No, not really, other than if they do have a concern after Wednesday, there is always our report a concern button on our homepage, on our website at emporiaks.gov.
Last question, Dean, is anything as far as the any sort of system adjustments that maybe came to light now that the ozone situation's been fixed because of what happened here this weekend, or any other work that's kind of getting stepped up here at the plant to just kind of speed things along?
No. So we actually already had all the spare parts on hand, and we did learn that we needed to remind our programmer of a couple things next time. So we sat down last night when we had everything finished and talked about making sure that we have everything written down so that if this happens again, we can easily get it back up and going, hopefully within just a few hours.
So. Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, really appreciate your time with us here both this morning, explaining the process here this weekend, and hopefully setting some minds at ease about how things have gone, why they went the way they did, and getting everything back to normal here within the next day or so. Christine, thanks so much for joining us here today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dean, thank you for joining us here today. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right. Public Works Director Dean Grant, City Communications Manager Christine Johnson joining us here as our 805 newscast continues today.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
This is Callie Medrano, your local shelter insurance agent for home, life, car, farm, business, and more. Thank you for shopping Emporia First.
KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 encourage you to shop Emporia First.
Shop Emporia.
This is Jenny Engold with Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue. Come see us for your tire, vehicle repair, and ATV service needs. Thanks for shopping Emporia First.
This is Angela Wilson, owner of Roto-Rooter Drain Cleaning Services. Thank you for giving our qualified professionals the opportunity to serve all of your drain cleaning needs, and thank you for shopping Emporia First.
This is Alex with Next Tech Wireless, located in the Flint Hills Mall. Thanks for shopping Emporia First.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia First.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to KVOE.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:20, sunshine right now and 29 degrees, high of 52. We'll have cloud cover filtering overhead here through the rest of the day today, which leads to a really good chance of rainfall tonight and tomorrow, even some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, but not much in the way of rain is expected, up to half an inch of rainfall across the KVOE listening area. Full forecast from the TV 13 weather team ahead of the USD 253 showcase and ahead of our Newsmaker 2 segment later this hour. No injuries following a vehicle fire on Interstate 35 near the Merchant Street exit yesterday. This